President Obama plans a primetime television address tomorrow to outline a strategy for confronting the militant group known as the Islamic State, or ISIS. The speech comes a year after the president considered military action against Syria for using chemical weapons. At that time, military action was a very hard sell in Congress. But as NPR's Juana Summers reports from the Capitol, things seem different this time around.
Talking to members of Congress today, there's an overwhelming consensus that they need to do something about ISIS. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters President Obama should seek congressional authorization.
When Elizabeth Warren begins to sound like Dick Cheney, you know that there's pretty broad bipartisan support here for dealing with this group of terrorists. So he really ought to be asking for our support, whether or not he may think he's authorized to do what he intends to do. I think it would be in his best interest and the country's best interest.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson from Florida says there's a reason why Republicans and Democrats are in agreement here.
All they need to do is see the videos of the beheadings, and there's no question in your mind that when these guys say they will not stop until the black flag of ISIS is flying over the White House, they are a threat to America and to Americans.
Nelson is one of several members of Congress who have already drafted resolutions that would authorize military action against ISIS.
My view is that it's time for all of us to come together in a bipartisan way to go after a very lethal threat.
Nelson's resolution would authorize military action in Iraq and Syria, but it would rule out using ground forces. When you get into that level of detail, that's when lawmakers start to disagree. President Obama and his spokesman have repeatedly said he does not plan to deploy combat troops as a part of this campaign. New York Congressman Peter King, a Republican, says that's a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know why he says that. He may not want to use them. You should never tell the enemy what you're not going to do.
The 2003 Iraq invasion got strong congressional support, but within a few years, it became extremely unpopular and remains so. And King says, for some of his colleagues, voting to authorize an expanded campaign in Iraq and possibly Syria wouldn't be an easy vote.
Many of them have spent, both Democrats and Republicans, have spent the last several years saying we should never be in Iraq. We get all our troops out. We have to build bridges in Minnesota, not Afghanistan, that type of thing. And the president himself saying that he was going to get all the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. The war was over. We have to look inward, that type of thing. So it's hard to reverse policy.
Even those lawmakers who say they'd like to see a vote don't think it's likely to happen soon, especially with many people up for re-election in just 2 months. And others say they don't think a vote's necessary at all. They say Obama already has the authority that he needs to act. Congressman Adam Kinzinger is a Republican from Illinois and an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran.
Look, I believe he doesn't need to. I think he already has the authorization, but I think if he chooses to come to Congress, I think it'll pass overwhelmingly, and it may work to his benefit to do that.
That wasn't the case just 1 year ago when Obama gave a different primetime speech. Then, he asked for authorization to use force in Syria over chemical weapons. Congress did not go along. This time, though, the mood on Capitol Hill is different. Juana Summers, NPR News, The Capitol.